Hello, everybody. So welcome to our awesome AGM, Zoom AGM. I will talk in English and maybe a little bit in French. If you don't understand me, just make a sign like that. The agenda for today is on the page. I will put the link on the chat. Can you see it? The chat at in the right column. It's the page for our agenda and all the documents for the AGM today. First, adoption of the agenda. In 0.2, we have the minutes of the previous AGM that we will check. 3, business arising from the minutes of the previous AGM. 4, board of directors for 2020-21. 5, president's report. 6, treasurer's report. 7, other reports from the board and administration. And 8, other business. I don't know what it means, Jeff. I don't know if we have
anything else that comes up or anything else that the board or administration needs to mention. Yeah.
Perfect. And 9, adjournment. So somebody is want to make the adoption of the agenda.
Mark.
Mm-hmm. Second.
For the audio, if you move or second anything or make a comment, please state your name for the first time, because we'll be including the audio on the published version of the minutes. Mark Corwin moves.
Yves Gigon seconded.
Perfect, thank you. So the minutes of the previous AGM is on the link that...
I just sent the link.
Oh, you sent it. Thank you. So we can take... some minutes to read it, and if you have any question, just ask.
Mélanie, tu viens de rejoindre?
Oui, allô?
Oui,
on
est en train de lire the previous minutes from last meeting. In the chat window, there's the links.
Okay, thanks. Comme je viens d'arriver, je pense qu'il n'y a rien dans le chat.
That's why nobody's talking.
Ah, tu vois pas le chat? Attends, je peux te l'envoyer.
Merci.
Je sais pas. Est-ce que c'est bon? Ouais, ok.
Super.
C'est la gemme de l'an passé, le procès verbal. Donc, on fait juste le lire.
Ok, parfait.
And just a note about passing the minutes from last year, only people who were actually there can do that, because they can be witness that it's as it was. So that's basically the board members and Mark Corwin. Leo was there, but that's associate membership, and there's no voting on associate memberships. So board members or Mark Corwin need to move and second that.
I move the minutes be accepted.
Mark Corwin.
I second Gary Dodge.
So we are at three, Jeff, or?
That's good. Yeah. If everybody's finished, we can move on. Then then it's consensually adopted the minutes from last year.
Okay. So everything is fine with the. And do we need to adapt it, the minutes of the previous AGM?
That was just that's done with the move and the second. That's fine.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. So three business arising from the minutes of the previous AGM. Jeff, can you?
If anybody has any comments, questions, follow up from anything last year that need to be discussed, checked up on, or anything, that's what that's for. Normally, there's nothing to discuss.
Okay. So everything is fine? Nobody wants to discuss?
If nobody has anything to add or comment on, then that's fine. We can move on.
Yeah. I love the picture that we took last year. It's beautiful. For Board of Directors for 2020-21, this year, and for the next year, we have. Do I read everything?
Just the board members, just the list of board members for this year.
Okay. So me, Myriam Boucher as a president, Carrie Dodge here as vice president, Corinna McDonald, secretary, treasurer Sean Pinchbeck, and we have members at large. We have Joseph Hyde, Julie Matson, James Eden, and Teresa Connors. Sorry for the pronunciation of your names. So, So it's good for this point.
Again, a permanent member needs to move and second that.
Yeah.
So essentially that.
Any member? Yeah, Eve.
And Joseph, that was a second. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So president's report, it's me. So I will read all my report. So we have, ça va prendre quelques minutes. Thank you for your attention for the next few minutes. So I welcome to everyone and thanks for tuning in. Before I give CSC members an update on the association's activities over the past year, I would like to thank all the board members for their work on behalf of the CSC. Eldad Tsabari has stepped down after 12 years serving of the CSC board. And on behalf of the board, I wish to thank Eldad warmly for his valuable contributions over the years. The CSC greatly benefited from its 5 years as president from 2013 to 2018. I would also like to welcome Teresa Connors, the CSC newest board member. Teresa, where are you? Yeah, with the beautiful planet. So we are very pleased to have you on the board with us, and we have already enjoyed a few months, intense months, but really great months of your perspectives and ideas, and we very much look forward to working with you in the coming years. Now I would like to give another update on the CSC's regular and ongoing activities, as well as highlight some new developments. So projects, we have for the GTTP Times Play Concours, I'm really happy to announce results for the 21st edition coordinated by the CC. And in fact, we have some, we don't have Simon Chioni, but we have all the other winners with us online today for the AGM. Congratulations to the GTTP 2020 winners. So I will list the winners. First, we have Mélanie Frizzoli, Le Chant de la Machine. Mélanie, hi. Hello. Bravo. Léa Boudreau in second place with Chaos Contrôlé, où toutes les choses se passent dans ma tête quand je fixe le vide. Bravo Léa. Où est-ce que t'es? Ah, t'es là. Hello. In troisième place, Simon Coury-Sirois, trois perspectives sur une entropie positive. Bravo Simon. Yeah. And quatrième place, Simon Chioni, Maison Couleur, who is not with us right now, but bravo Simon. And in cinquième place, Jeremy Jones, Wolf. Je sais pas, est-ce que je le dis comme il faut? Wolf, numéro 10.
Oui, c'est bon.
C'est ça? Bravo, Jeremy. So, yeah. It was a really, really big year with a lot of beautiful pieces. And it's a wonderful top 5. And, yeah, we are really happy and fier of our talent émergent. Each of the GTTP 2020 winners receives prize packages of contributions by Canadian and international project partners with a total worth on nearly $3,000 in CDs, books, and magazine subscription, etc. Cash prizes are also awarded to the first three winners. So thanks to the generous contributions of a number of individual donors. Web pages featuring all submissions, program notes and composer videos, events featuring GTTP 2020 works over the coming year. The jury and project partners will be published online and announced to CC members very soon. As part of the support offered to the winners, the CC coordinates events each year for the performance and broadcast of their work. Works. Keep an eye on the events page on the GTTP website, which I put just here, gttpsanus.ca, to stay informed about GTTP activities over the coming year. These are currently being put in place, but there are a couple things to note already that I would like to mention. The 2020 partner for the special project is the German National Association for Electroacoustic Practices, the Deutsche Gesellschaft für
Deutsche Gesellschaft für Elektroakustische Musik.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. DEGEM will present the winning works in through a cinema polarized setting this really soon, like early October, yeah. In the communal cinema City 46. Because of the COVID thing, we can't go there, and I can't go there with you. But yeah, but. This concert will open the 4-day festival BRRRZK. How do you say that? Brist? The festival BRRRZK, this festival, in Bremen, Germany on October 1st. So also Akusma would include this year's first prize work by Mélanie Frizzoli in next year's festival. Because as you probably know, this year's edition was cancelled because of COVID. Many thanks to all our partners, contributors and donors for helping the CC support the work of young and emerging electroacoustic artists from or based in Canada. Sonus, over the CSC's 2000, 2019 and 20 fiscal year, thanks to a Canada Council Sector Innovation Grant, the CAC implemented a number of announcements to SONUS for this substantial task, which vastly improves the quality of presentation and support of the artists and works. Canadian artists were the priority. Metadata was also integrated in the entire site, which greatly improves the positioning and discoverability of SONUS content and artists in online search results. This follows an early upgrade made possible with the support of the Socan Foundation that involved many important interface design and programming improvements, as well as the implementation of a reporting system for improved documentation and management of royalty payments to be made to Socan. Now that these upgrades have been completed, the CSC will explore the vastly improved potential of the resource for the representation of the artists whose works are found there. Promotion will be done through widespread calls for contribution, and we are placing ads in key journals our target audience is likely to read. Thanks to a streamlined submission process, a plethora of minor to extensive interface improvements, like minor and more attractive design, improved visibility in search results, and renewed promotional activities that are more assertive than before. More significant growth in new submissions is expected in the coming years. Thanks to Yves, qui travaille beaucoup sur SONUS. Thank you for all this awesome work. E-Contact, in January, the CC published issue 20.3 of its online journal for electroacoustic and related practices. This exciting, eclectic issue of E-Contact is titled Shortwave Radio, CD Players, the Inner Ear, and Waltzing Goldfish, medium-specific practices in sound, and features contributions by Amanda Down Christie and Luca Pierce, Nicola Collins, Stephanie Castonguay, and Cathy Kennedy, among others. The submission deadline and production of issue 21.1 was postponed to December 2020 to allow the CSC to focus its energies on broader plans for the renewal of GTTP over the coming years and on building a multi-year strategic plan for the association. We invite CSC members to help spread the call for contribution to upcoming issues. I also encourage you to keep an eye on that page for information about future issues of E-Contact that you or your colleagues might be interested in contributing to. So the next E-Contact, les prochains sujets de E-Contact vont être Take Back the Stage, Live Coding Laptop Orchestra Live Audiovisual. Pour le 21.2, ça va être Conceptual Approaches to Sound-Based Artistic Practice. 22.1 Sound Art, 22.2 Alternative Presentation Formats for Electroacoustic Practices, 23.1 Sound Installation, and 23.2 Sound Based Artistic Practices Outside the Western World. Now our strategic plan for 2020-2024. Very excited to announce that the CSC board has just recently concluded a months-long period and really an intensive period of reflection and discussion during which it developed and set in motion an action-based strategic plan. This plan is meant to clarify, realign, and reinforce the core values of the association. The strategic plan was drafted in April-August 2020 by the CSC Board of Directors with the assistance of its administrative team, Jeff and Yves, in order to fine-tune and enhance the organization's existing activities, define new midterm goals, and reflect on directions to take in the coming 4 years. The strategic plan details the plans and activities of the CSC from its current fiscal year through to mid-2024, when the 25th edition of GTTP and the publication of the 25th volume of A Contact will coincide. For reasons of time, I'll read only the executive summary of the 4-year strategic plan developed by the CSC board in 2020 for the period June 2020 to May 2024. I'll read it in French, juste pour varier un petit peu, mais ça va être présenté en anglais aussi, on va le mettre sur le site web. So, il me fait grand plaisir de vous présenter le plan stratégique mis en place par le conseil d'administration de la CSC. Avec ce plan, nous souhaitons encourager une communauté forte, passionnée, qui reflète la diversité des artistes et de leur géographie. Notre objectif premier est de supporter la communauté électroacoustique canadienne. Nos activités se concentrent sur une sonothèque en ligne contenant plus de 3000 œuvres de 1120 artistes, la sonothèque Sonus. Un périodique libre d'accès de première importance pour la recherche, Contact, et un concours qui encourage le travail des artistes émergents, GTTP, ainsi que des projets à vocation pédagogique, symposiums, colloques et collaborations. Au cours des 4 prochaines années, nous souhaitons développer une série d'initiatives visant à améliorer les activités existantes et à en développer de nouvelles. Pour ce faire, nous mettons de l'avant un plan en matière d'équité, de diversité et d'inclusion. Ce plan offre des outils concrets afin que les personnes impliquées deviennent actrices et acteurs de changement dans leur milieu. Nous nous engageons à l'appliquer à l'ensemble de nos activités, que ce soit par le biais de sensibilisation, de représentation ou d'engagement divers envers la communauté. Par communauté, nous pensons aux artistes aussi bien qu'au public, aux enseignantes, aux enseignants, aux commissaires, étudiantes, étudiants, mélomanes, universitaires, organisations et institutions. C'est avec eux et elles que nous faisons vivre la musique. Nous souhaitons renforcer ces liens, autant au Canada qu'à l'international, en développant des partenariats, en créant des lieux d'échange, en invitant le public de tout âge et de tout milieu à découvrir la musique électroacoustique. Ce que nous proposons répond à l'évolution de notre milieu, en s'adaptant et répondant aux changements de la société. Ainsi, l'un de nos objectifs est d'avoir une portée sociale en mettant en place un ambitieux réseau d'échange entre le milieu académique, le milieu professionnel et la communauté. En prenant le son et la musique comme véhicule, nous souhaitons connecter l'ensemble de la communauté électroacoustique au milieu culturel local, national et international, ainsi qu'au public. Alors, je continue en anglais. The full version of the strategic plan also includes an update about the CC, text, mission, vision and value statements, strategic orientations, and a series of operating plans or initiatives that would help the CSC achieve its goals. The plan will be published to the CSC website, and I will talk more about that in the October 2020 edition of eFlash, the newsletter for CSC members. I look forward to sharing more details about this exciting new development with you all. So to finish, thanks to all CSC members and anyone else listening in for your presence at the CSC 2020 AGM. Thanks also due to Boca del Lupo in Vancouver for hosting the online meeting and making the AGM possible. I would like now to invite Sean Pinchbeck to inform our members about the CSC financial situation with his Treasurer's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you.
First, the president's report needs to be moved and seconded. That needs to be by board members or permanent members, which is the board and Christy and Mark.
I move that the report. Carrie Dodge.
Carrie move. Julie Matson second.
Thank you. That's good. It's been adopted now. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. I'll proceed. So the treasurer's report. The following is a report on the CEC's current financial situation as of the start of the current fiscal year 2020-2021. And please refer to the 2019-20 financial report. This one here. So referring to the first page of the CEC's financial report in the 2019-2020 fiscal year, the association's financial situation as of May 31st, 2020 is summarized as follows. So assets of $20,742 in the bank plus $4,033 in accounts due plus a $2,750 SOCAN Foundation grant payment due give a total of $27,525. The liabilities of $12,683 in the accounts payable plus the grant portion received in advance of $10,500 give a total of $23,183. Liabilities leave a net asset of $4,341. On page 2 of the financial report, summary of revenues and expenses there for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. The CEC's primary resources of revenue this past year were the Canada Council for the Arts and the SOCAN Foundation grants and membership dues, while the principal expenses for the same period were subcontracting for the administrative salaries, professional fees paid for programming, grant writing assistance, accounting, translation, and prize money awarded to the JTTP 2019 winners, as well as production and publicity expenses related primarily to the Sonos upgrade. Accounts due this year are outstanding membership payments for 2019-2020 and representation and promotion grant from the Canada Council. Accounts payable consist of professional fees owed for eContact and the CEC's accountant, costs related to the completion of the Sonos upgrade, and production costs for the JTTP 2019 concert planned in Melbourne. The difference in total revenues, $27,801, and total expenses, $28,220, means the CEC's 2019-2020 expenses exceeded its revenues by $380. So a note here, the report represents the state of the CEC's finances at the end of 2019-2020. Since that time, it has conceded that the representation and promotion grant received from the Canada Council will have to be declined as the event has been canceled due to COVID. So this balances out to have no effect on the amount of the $380 mentioned above. Financial forecast for the current fiscal year. The third page of the financial report is the annex that serves only to provide simplified summaries and projections to members present at the AGM. The first table shows what is described above. The second table presents a simple view of the projected revenues available to the CEC for 2020-2021 fiscal year. Net assets, the subtotal from the first table, plus projections of the 2021 annual operations grant, 2020-21 membership fees and JTTP 2020 donations leave the CEC with a working balance of $37,741 for the current fiscal year. Institutional income sources. There's the SOCAN Foundation. The CEC has received stable funding of $20,000 per year from the SOCAN Foundation since 2016, when it was increased by 60% from $12,500. This was raised slightly to $21,000 for 2020. Annual operations from the SOCAN Foundation should become a three-year funding base starting in 2021. 9 organizations receive annual operations from the foundation. The starting dates for their multi-year funding are being staggered over 3 years. We have just submitted our first multi-year application for the 2021 to 2023 and hope for an increase in funding will accompany the new process. Canada Council for the Arts, the CEC continues to work towards its goal of receiving core type funding through the Canada Council. We continue to meet the eligibility criteria and plan to submit an application to the Council's Support Organization Program for the next deadline, October 2023. If successful, it would provide the CEC with additional multi-year funding for the four fiscal years starting June 2024. The CEC's current financial situation, as mentioned in previous AGMs, the CEC's operational costs continue to increase each year, but its financial base has not increased sufficiently in parallel. Similar to the situation last year, the only way to avoid important year-to-year end shortfalls was to reduce the number of hours worked by the administrative team. Therefore, in 2019-2020, Jeff gave up 2 months of work and Eves 1 month so the CEC could avoid dipping significantly into its net assets to complete the fiscal year. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm optimistic that a more robust and stable financial situation is in sight for the CEC as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean, for this report. Someone want to adopt the treasurer's report?
I adopt the treasurer's report, James N. Dean.
A second, Mark Corwin.
Thank you. So other reports from the board and administration. Do we have other reports? No, don't think so.
I think it's here. No.
No. And est-ce que quelqu'un a other business to talk about? Do you have any other business that you want to share?
I just think we definitely need to take a group photo. So.
Oh, yes.
That's my adoption for other business.
I'm on it. Okay. We need Carrie and Roxanne, if she wants to put her video on, be in the photo. Carrie could be off dealing with that other thing that he's got going on.
I don't know if Carrie is still there because...
Yeah, he's got some other business he's taking care of at the same time. We can paste this photo in later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going. Hang on. There we go. We're set up. And smile, wave, turn your head. I don't know. Do whatever you want. So let's see if this works. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. So we will put it on our procès verbal for this year. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. It was a business really important to do. So, j'ai pas besoin d'adopter la photo, ça va? So, it's the adjournment. Adjournment?
You as the chair can propose. If there's no other meeting, you can propose to adjourn the meeting.
Just before, I want to say two things. So again, bravo winners de JTTP.
Ouais.
On pourrait toutes les applaudir ensemble.
Bravo!
Merci d'avoir été là. Je veux féliciter Jeff, qui est le papa,
un
nouveau papa, qui est avec nous quand même aujourd'hui, même si il y a sûrement plein de choses à gérer. Félicitations, Jeff.
Merci. C'est fou.
Ouais. So yeah, thank you.
It's a beautiful crazy.
See that kid.
Huh?
Where's that baby?
He's at home, hopefully behaving today. She has a name now, actually. Naomi.
Naomi?
Naomi? Yeah. Oh, wow. It's beautiful.
We had to have a name in order to get the health insurance, the parental allowance, the child's things, the child allowance. Now she's even getting, so she's been registered in the city automatically by the, I don't know what this is in the Standesamt. It's the one that takes care of just like documenting these kind of things. So they automatically registered it with the city, and apparently she's registered already for a tax identification number. So we can get her starting to work soon.
How are you spelling it in the end?
Sorry?
How do you spell her name?
Ah.
How are you spelling Naomi in the end?
Naomi, N-A-E, accent aigu, O-M-I-E.
Can you write it down?
That three syllables or four?
Naomi.
Naomi.
Okay. Naomi. Three.
Nice.
And my girlfriend has a PC and she doesn't know how to write the accent yet. So yeah, fun times.
Alt 133.
Ah, is that it? Okay, great. That's what I've been.
If you have to. If you have a number pad.
Yeah, she has that. Yeah.
Okay.
Alt 133. All right. Perfect. Thanks.
Okay, everyone.
I move to
adjourn Yves Gigon.
Okay.
I need a second one.
Anybody can second? 3 seconds.
Joseph. Great. Second.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody.